can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, a good Saturday morning, and welcome to Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Lake Inn near Colon. Roger Taylor unavailable to join us this morning, so what we'll do is we'll listen back to some of the highlighted topics and phone calls from the past few weeks. Some good information there to keep in mind, and of course Roger will be back in the studio live next Saturday morning. So again, this morning's edition, Birdwatch Best Of, again brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, and by the River Lake Inn. 590 WKZO. Let's jump right into those phone calls.
We've had a lot of Orioles, as I've talked to you before about, and all of a sudden, Roger, they have disappeared. I've got one female coming in occasionally, and I've had calls all around the lake out here. As you know, I live on Crooked Lake.
Yeah.
And everybody's been calling me saying, where did the Orioles go? And it's mainly the males, and I've got one lonely female, and a lot of the neighbors are seeing none.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going on because we had so many. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on that, if you've got any ideas on that.
Once they get their young out of the nest, they become nomadic. They're no longer territorial. And they wander around looking for food sources. And so they sort of, they disperse to nest, so they don't overly compete for food. But then once they begin fledging their young, they tend to follow their babies around. And I'm suspecting that's the case. I believe we had more than the usual number of Orioles this year because of the cold weather. Bird behavior is a hormonal activity for the most part, and their hormones changed before they got as far north as usual. And this year that means we have lots of Orioles down here. But they disperse to nest, and then they follow their babies around. And I'm thinking that's what's going on. There's not any disease or anything out there that would have impacted them.
Well, we were concerned because they're beautiful birds, and when you see so many of them, and my little feeder here, I've got a tree right out in front, and it was like at the airport, you know, they were lining up to get to the grape jelly. You know,
oh, yeah, yeah.
For quite a while, and then all of a sudden, like, poof, they're gone.
Well,
and I'm thinking, jeepers, what happened? And my neighbors all were calling me. So, well, thank you for the information.
Well, and your question is timely in that, you know, all of the neotropical birds are talked about as being in decline, or at least many of the neotropical birds, and both orioles and hummingbirds are neotropical, meaning they go to Central or South America in the wintertime. And next Saturday morning at 10:30 at Waddell's, we're going to have a discussion on our orioles and our hummingbirds, some of the endangered neotropical species, and some tips on what we can do to help them out. So next Saturday morning at Waddell's, you can learn more about both your orioles and hummingbirds.
Well, that sounds terrific. If I can make it, I'll be there, because now the hummingbirds, since you brought that up, are still coming. Still getting two or three around.
Oh, yeah.
There's been no change in their behavior.
Right, right.
But,
because they remain territorial. The male guards his territory until he leaves it, as does the female. And they're more inclined to stay in a specific piece of geography than orioles are.
Oh, okay. Now, when does the oriole normally head start migrating, getting out of here. They leave, I believe, if I remember, they're one of the early birds to leave. Is
yeah.
that correct?
Yeah. By early July, they're completely done nesting. And uh-huh. by the end of July, the majority of adult orioles are gone, and the last orioles to leave are the juveniles because, as I mentioned, bird behavior is controlled by hormones, and the juveniles have to get to a certain weight before their hormones will trigger migration. And so unless species migrate together, like geese, where they stay in place until the young can travel with them, then it's the juveniles who are the last to leave.
Yeah, okay, because I had one neighbor wonder if that was it, if they've already left. And I said, no, I think it's a little early for that.
You know? Yeah, yeah. You know? Nope, that, I don't think you're losing them to Central America yet.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks. You too, Denny. Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm so disappointed, Roger. You can't believe.
Uh-oh.
2 weeks ago, first of all, Mother Robin decided to nest on the downspout of my gutter.
Uh-huh.
We have white eaves on the house, so it's a very protected area.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks ago this weekend, I took a picture of these gorgeous four eggs in the nest
mm-hmm.
and waiting for little hatchlings to come along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 days ago, I noticed she wasn't on the nest, so I went up there. Everything is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a sign of broken eggs on the ground. There's nothing in the nest. I mean, it's clean as a whistle. Now, I have to say, our brick house is that rough brick.
Mm-hmm.
Chipmunks do crawl around. And also, there's a bat that's been up here in the corner by the front door. Do you suppose either one of them may have eaten the eggs?
No.
No.
But I suspect some other critter. Bats are strictly an insect eater.
Okay.
And that's what you're seeing is a solitary bat. Most likely a hoary bat. They're the most common solitary bat that we see here. But like all bats, that critter's an insect eater. And so that critter did no harm. Chipmunks in general are not predators of birds' nests, but that rough brick you refer to could very easily be climbed by a raccoon or a squirrel, and both of them are known to be predators of birds' nests. Yes, what you experienced is sad, but that's why songbirds breed as prolifically as they do, is there's an awful lot of predation. If there wasn't an awful lot of predation, birds would very quickly overpopulate. So it's a part of nature's balance. Robins have multiple broods during the year. She will very likely nest someplace else again and be successful. And robins are fairly long-lived birds in that that bird will have a chance to replace itself in nature. And so you won't see a decline in robin populations. Actually, robin populations are going up as their range expands northward, likely due to climate change. Global warming is expanding their range north. That's some of the reason we're now seeing as many robins here in the wintertime as we do. Those are robins from further north who think this is a good place to spend the winter. I'm telling you all of this trying to make you feel better about experiencing nature nature in your yard. When we invite birds to live around us, or we appreciate birds living around us, sometimes we get emotionally connected to them. And I'm trying to make you feel better that this is how nature works, and sometimes it's not pretty.
What are the chances they'll reuse that nest?
Robins, if it's not terribly soiled, may, but she may move someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to tell what she's going to do.
Well, she nested successfully on the back gutter about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, well, then she may try that side.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Have a good weekend, Liz. Thanks for calling. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Well, I have a problem with swallows.
Okay.
There's an old barn that's been torn down on my property, so mm-hmm. the swallows have lost their home, and they're building nests above my west entrance door and above my south double windows. So I've hosed them down, but now they're building on the downspout of my gutters.
Well, they're desperate to find a place to nest. It's an instinctive hormonal behavior, and they're intent on reproducing. And the place they were used to nest is gone, and they're being creative. If they're not successful in breeding this year, the odds are they won't come back next year.
Well, on the peak of my garage, we put up some brackets with a barn board on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that they'll go there, but they haven't
yeah.
so far.
Well, you can lead a bird to a nesting place, but you can't make them nest.
Just like a horse being led to water.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, well, thanks for calling, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
You bet.
590 WKZO, more of the Best of Bird Watch with Roger Taylor and phone calls that we've received over the past few weeks. Roger, unavailable to join us this morning. He will be back live in the studio next Saturday morning, so be sure to hang on to your questions until then. More to come on 590 WKZO.
Get up, get coffee, turn on the radio, get Kalamazoo's news with the Kalamazoo's Morning News.
Facebook has had this thing going. I'm so Kalamazoo, I'm so Portage. Here's one for you while we're talking here, Bill. I'm so Portage, I remember Wolbers on the corner of Center and yep. Weston. Do you remember that? A big yellow building?
Yep. I always had to go get cheese there. That was my favorite.
Kalamazoo's Morning News weekdays at 6 a.m. on 590 WKZO.
You can do dinner in a lot of places, but if you want to make it an experience, do dinner at the River Lake Inn of Colon. River Lake Inn is designed to satisfy your senses in so many ways, thanks to an incredible collection of trails, gardens, and wildlife. In fact, you'll want to make it more than just about the meal. Allow extra time to stroll past the waterfall pond into the beautiful landscape, butterfly gardens, and bluebird trail. You can visit Marv's Well-Stocked Bird Store, too. Of course, the food is fabulous as well, and you can enjoy your meal in one of their three dining rooms or outside on the deck. July's fabulous features include all-American barbecued baby back ribs, shrimp trio, and bourbon sirloin, all served with your choice of potato and full salad bar. And be sure to save room for dessert, like Anita's strawberry shortcake and a great selection of homemade pies. Don't just do dinner. Make it an experience at the River Lake Inn at 767 Ralston Road in Colon. Open Monday through Saturday from 4 until 10, Sundays from noon to 8.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
When you're wandering through Waddell's Nursery, you'll feel like a kid in a candy store with more choices than you can count. Waddell's Nursery Specialists can help you choose which nursery plants would give you the most enjoyment in your landscape. And the best part is you get all the ones you want for 25% off. Come to Waddell's and pick up your choose-your-own sale coupon when you walk in. Buy one, two, up to six trees, shrubs, evergreens, or vines, get 25% off. There are over 100 shade and ornamental tree varieties, including instant shade, sized maples, and many variety of fruit trees to choose from. Check out the shrub varieties. There are over 200 types. Many are blooming right now. Choose from over 100 evergreen varieties in several colors, or add some beautiful flowering vines to your landscape. There's over 40 choices, from blooming clematis to glossy Boston ivy. Whatever beauties you need to improve your outdoor living area, they're all on sale this week. So stop in and pick up your Choose Your Own Sale coupon. Save 25% on trees, shrubs, evergreens, and vines of your choice at Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millam and 12th Street.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
590 WKZO as we continue with our best of selections. Birdwatch this morning on 590 WKZO.
Hi, Bertha.
Good morning. I have a question. We had a robin's nest that became dislodged.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
And for a plus 24 hours, almost a day and a half, Mom and Dad fed one of the babies on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The other baby just disappeared. There were only two.
Mm-hmm.
Last evening, I put on a pair of brand new leather gloves. My husband righted the nest and put the baby in the nest. Was that the right thing to do?
Sure. Matter of fact, if you could put the nest back where it was, that's a good thing to do. If the nest has become messy because of falling, put it in a margarine container to sort of make it back into nest shape. And put
it's in very good shape, and the baby is in the nest.
Yeah, then that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you didn't need to put on the gloves. Birds have a very limited sense of smell, and picking the bird up in the baby up in your hand and putting it back in the nest would have been just fine. You didn't need the glove. Yeah, unless you didn't want to touch the bird.
No, I wasn't anxious about touching the bird. I thought maybe my smell would have made the parents so they wouldn't have fed it anymore.
Yeah, no, that's certainly not true of birds.
Okay.
And I have in the past been involved in banding baby bluebirds in boxes. And never have I seen a parent abandon a baby because it's been touched by a human.
Well, I'm anxious to go down and check on it now.
Oh,
okay, thank you very much.
Have a good one.
I have a question about hummingbird feed. I have a box of nectar here, but it takes 48 ounces of water. And I don't have anything that measures 48 ounces. I don't even have a 24 that I can double. Have you got any suggestions?
No, because how concentrated that nectar is, or the powder that turns it into nectar, will require a very specific amount of water to make the four parts to water, one part sugar ratio you need to offer food to hummingbirds. I am certain out on the internet there is a conversion chart, but I am certainly not smart enough to do that off the top of my head sitting here. So if you have access to the internet, do a Google and see if you can find a conversion chart. But you need to follow their recipe. If you don't, the hummingbird nectar you make will either not be attractive to hummingbirds, or it potentially will do liver damage by being too sweet.
I don't want that.
And so you really do need to follow the instructions on that package, and I'm sorry, I can't calculate that out for you.
Okay, well, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling in.
And that'll wrap up this week's edition of Birdwatch on 590 WKZO. Again, be sure to tune in next Saturday morning, same time following the 8 o'clock news, as Roger Taylor will be back in the studio to answer your questions. And, of course, it wouldn't be the same Birdwatch without a trivia question as well. So that, again, Roger back in the studio next Saturday morning. 590 WKZO. check of news with John McNeil from the WKZO Newsroom. And Greg Crawford of Crawford Brothers Yamato is around the home coming up on 590 WKZO.